Sipping on homebrew, we launch into a very intense discussion of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The deeper the discussion got, the quieter I became. I found myself wanting to drown in her, to lose myself in Veronica's body, her mind, her heart. She sat back at one point and fixed me with the look of a scientist trying to identify a new species. "Sometimes," she said, reaching out and touching her palm to my chest, "I wonder what's going on in there. I want to rip your chest open and let everything out." My breath caught. "Sometimes I wish you would." She smiled, and her hand drifted down and took mine. "Ken, how would you like to have a nice summer affair? Just till you go off to grad school?" I smiled as dashingly as I could, leaned forward, and kissed her. Her mouth was as sweet as I had remembered, and this time her small tongue snaked into my mouth and set it on fire. My hands ran up the silk of her dress from her round hips to her champagne glass breasts, which I cupped lightly. My thumbs circled her hardening nipples, and she gave a gratifying soft gasp. "How'd you like to start right now?" I asked. She looked at me, flushed with desire. I have to be at a job tomorrow morning." I smiled. "I've already used that excuse." She gave a high chuckle and a smirk, then stood and held her hand out, saying, "Come along, little boy." "Little?" I too stood, a foot taller than she, and I took her hand. "Where?" "To get my kitty, Amica." My face must have communicated my confusion because she laughed again. "My diaphragm." "I've got condoms." It astonished me that someone with a face as cute and as sweet as Veronica's could take on an expression that was so downright nasty. "Ken, if we're going to fuck anywhere near as much as I want to fuck you right now, I don't want to spend all our time swapping spent rubbers." With that, she pulled me out of the door and we walked toward her car, our hands straying all over each other. It was a warm spring night and late. Another couple approached out of the gloom, as lost in each other as Veronica and I were. The four of us stopped, blinked, and then laughed in mutual recognition. The guy happily shook his head and gave us a thumbs up as we continued past each other. I wasn't the only one who was going to have his brains fucked out that night. We got to Veronica's car, got her purse, and all but sprinted back up to my place. She had her hand on my zipper before we were even through the door. I shook my head. My roommates both had girlfriends who sometimes spent the night, and I had no interest in being their post-coital entertainment. Pouting adorably, Veronica allowed me to push her toward my room. Halfway down the corridor, she arched her back like a cat in heat and ground her ass hard against my crotch. I could sense rather than smell her building excitement. Unable to stop myself, I nibbled on the side of her neck, revealed by the chignon, and kneaded her breasts. She laughed, squeezed my balls through my pants, and danced into my room, smiling like the proverbial cat that swallowed the proverbial canary. As I charged through, she closed the door and then leaned against it for effect. I had a life-sized Marilyn Monroe poster there that she was upstaging gloriously, and pulled her hair out. The sight of that fine golden mane spilling out all around her shoulders filled me with desire, almost as strong as the smell and feel of a curving body had out in the hallway. Feral, I began to walk toward her to impale her right there, against that door. I reached behind her and unzipped her dress. I would have ripped the thing off if it hadn't opened so easily. I pulled the silken sheath down, and it fell around her ankles. I began to pry my fingers under her panties, but she had better ideas.